This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
The Cubs are the buffet table for all the contenders. You know, we're all going to be talking about Craig Kimbrel.
The New York Yankees, of course they're going to be aggressive. I think they're going to be ridiculously aggressive. I think they're going to be in on Scherzer. They're going to be in on Story, Buxton, all these big names. I think they're going to say forget the luxury tax that we've been trying to stay under all year and all last offseason. And I think they go for it.
While it's been relatively quiet to this point, they believe there's going to be a huge flurry of activity when we get to the end of the week.
Yeah, and there has been. There has been, to be sure. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. It is Barton Hahn presented by Progressive, and all guests appear via the Goodyear hotline, and they have been flying fast and furious, and another one today. The Blue Jays acquiring Jose Berríos, the best starter remaining after Max Scherzer got dealt to the Dodgers. It's not official with Scherzer yet, but it's one of those things where it's all little technicalities along the way. So we expect that to get done here shortly. But Berríos in the last half hour or so getting traded to the Blue Jays. So there just continues to be more and more as the trade deadline approaches, now 3 hours away. We had Tim Kirchen on earlier. ESPN will have a tremendous trade deadline special beginning at 2 o'clock today, all the way up until 4:30, when Tim and Buster and Jeff Passan will all be a big part of it. And last night, we saw so much happen. We saw the Dodgers get Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. We saw the Yankees go out and get Anthony Rizzo. I mean, Bart, what you love, this is what the deadline is supposed to be. Yeah. Big-time players moving to big-time teams, and those teams not afraid about trading away their prospects.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, you know, teams going forward and teams that are in a garage sale, right? So you got teams that are willing, and the players vary, right? From rentals to maybe long-time solutions, getting teams that just know that they can't, that they don't have a run left in them. That's what I love about baseball, the fact that you can be a team that's on the fringe, and if you're willing to spend money and mortgage your future, you can be very, very competitive in the present and get those finishing pieces to try and run, go for a pennant. And you saw two teams do it, right? You saw the Yankees that seemingly were dead in the water if they would have stayed pat and would have had to consider maybe breaking up the Baby Bombers and admitting that, hey, this era of Yankee baseball hasn't been what they thought it was. It was good, but it hasn't got you to a World Series, and it hasn't got you a pennant. So, I mean, you see them going all in, all gas, no brakes, baby. And now you see that, you know, the Dodgers, who are the champions, who have been on the fringe of winning pennants, you know, years before, they finally broke through last year saying, hey, we want more than just one. And listen, we're willing to outspend our problems and damn the luxury tax. We want to try and put championship banners in our stadium. And to do that, you know, they went out and was aggressive for, I mean, arguably, you know, this generation's greatest pitcher of all time. You talk about Scherzer and what he's been able to do with his Cy Youngs. I know we're kind of all infatuated with Jacob DeGrom, but who was Jacob DeGrom before Jacob DeGrom became Jacob DeGrom? It was Scherzer.
And look, they may not be done. They're in on Craig Kimbrel right now, reportedly. It is crazy what they have been willing to do. I mean, there's so much cooking here, and it is basically almost more exciting than the action of the actual games right now for that you're going to see this weekend. So
yeah. Yankees lost 14-0, by the way.
That wasn't that exciting. MLB Weekend Preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. For the Dodgers, I think this is a little bit off, but I wonder how much this played into it. You won a championship last year, and you were one of the favorites to do it. But I wonder how many people will look at that and think it's a little fugazi. And I wonder how the Dodgers look at it and think, maybe that was a little fugazi, and I want to go and get something that I would consider a real championship. Not that it was fully fake, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, the asterisk, because everybody was playing through a pandemic and, you know, no fans and things of that sort, right? And being able to say, you know what, let's go get a real one. You know, I mean, the banners at the end of the day, when the story's written, nobody's going to care about how they got the championship. That's for every team that won last year. But I tell you what, they had to be emboldened, empowered, because now Kershaw finally erased the narrative of that, and you would hope that he would play and pitch a lot more freer. You know, but, you know, listen, if the league is vulnerable and your team is in their window, you got to stack as many as you can, and you don't apologize for that. And if you got money to outspend the problems, the fact that Seager can't stay healthy, that Kershaw's hurt, the fact that Bauer, you know, is not going to be available, and the fact that some guys aren't playing to the back of their baseball card, and you're still in position to win, and you're watching other teams like the Giants and the Padres come up to try and open their window during your window? No.
I think what people also have to look at with Scherzer is how durable he is. This guy goes out there and pitches. You don't have to worry about whether or not he's going to be out there. Even earlier this year, you know, he went on the IL, missed one start.
Yeah.
One start. Let's hear from Scherzer about the, well, I guess we'll use air quotes, potential trade to the Dodgers. Yeah. And he has, and he's pitching to an under 3 ERA again.
Yeah, and they're rebuilding there, right? You know, Strasburg already been shut down again. He's a guy that's battled injuries. He was the MVP of the World Series for them, right? So he knows that, hey, man, Scherzer knows he only has a couple more bites at the apple. So he wants to try and, listen, why not go maximize and go? Can you imagine you being a Cy Young winner and you're going to a team that won last year?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're a storied franchise, right, pitching for the Dodgers.
Right, and you're going to be expected to win when you go there, where, you know, they kind of lucked up, and who knew that their pitching was going to be able to beat the Astros and all their sign stealing and all the things that they did with their shenanigans. Who thought that the pitching of the Nationals would be that good for them to win a championship a couple years ago? But it's over. That window is closed.
And then we saw the Yankees last night. They added Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs. Some thought it might have been in large part to also keep him away from the Red Sox, which wouldn't be the worst idea in the world. But Rizzo comes over, more of a contact guy, left-handed hitter, in addition to Gallo. So are they done? Because you've still got other guys that could get moved today, other relievers, other starters. Here's Jeff Passan on whether or not the Yankees are actually done making deals. Cashman's had a bad year. A bad year, and a bad couple of years, frankly, where there's been an awful lot of criticism, including, you know, I'm one of those guys too, where they haven't been constructed well.
Yeah.
But to be able to go out and do this in the middle of the season and add these two guys to Jeff's point.
And add no money.
And add no money, it's ridiculous. Like, and not only that, you're giving up maybe two top 10 prospects out of this entire group so far?
It's like, wow. It's like when people make trades, mainly the Colts with the Patriots. And it's like, why? Like, why are you helping them? Like, do they need any help? They got plenty of money. Let them live with the consequences of their mistakes. And Cashman won't have to, right? And next year, all will be forgotten, because if the salary cap goes up, new TV deal, new collective bargaining agreement, he'll be able to pay those guys too. And he'll be able to kick the can down the road, and all will be forgotten here, and he'll survive again.
Red Sox got Kyle Schwarber last night, who hit, I think the official count was 328 home runs in June. He was just off the charts what he did in the month of June. So they get a big left-handed bat. And then you get the Mets, who haven't done anything yet. And you have to wonder.
They've been had the biggest moves. I don't know what moves out there left that's considered like huge.
All right, well, let's talk about that for a minute, right? Trevor Story, Lindor's still hurt. That could be a possibility.
Baez.
Javi Baez is versatile, can move around a little bit. Bryant.
Yep.
Kimbrel.
Okay.
They need another starting pitcher, maybe.
So
Barrios is gone now. So there's a lot to do here.
So yes, and yes. That's what I expect. When you got 15 Billy and you talking about you the fan and you trolling the fans, who should we get? What I want? Yes, and yes, Chris. I want all four of them.
Well,
if the Yankees, this is supposed to be about the Mets not going to shop at the ATM, but going to the vault, right? So if the Yankees got two, I want four.
Well,
Devin Cookie, I want my 12.
And I think that's
report to that line, Cookie.
I think that's what Steve Cohen is saying today.
You better get it done.
Yeah, and
he's gonna be left with a
lot of
pride.
It's funny because here's the thing: you had a first time owner who has all that money, who is born out of being a fan. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to wonder.
He's Dan Snyder.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hang that on him yet. But
he'll give him that scarlet letter.
Yeah, exactly. But he's got that, maybe that same mentality. We don't know how somebody like him is going to handle being in this position. And now when you see all of these names flying all over the place, you got to think like he's getting antsy. And there were reports yesterday that he was already pushing. He was already pushing Sandy and those guys to make a move.
What's crazy, right? If they go get a guy like Chris Bryant, right, and they're saying that they're going to keep J.D. Davis because he can play outfield, infield, at what point do you cash in that Dom Smith chip?
Boy, that's a great question. You better be going big if you're going to cash that Dom Smith chip.
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't think they're going to have to, but I do know what you're saying.
It's like they don't use him enough. They don't have the DH in that league.
I mean, he's playing outfield. He's playing first base here and there.
But then if Chris Bryant comes, that's going to take up – I mean, Trevor Story too. Like, that's going to take out his outfield because you would think that Bryant's going to play every day. You're going to put him out in the outfield. So that just buries Dom Smith, who I think is one of the most underrated hitters in the game.
Well, let's talk about this.
Left-handed hitter.
If you move and get Bryant, I think J.D. Davis could be part of that trade going back to the Cubs.
Well, remember like Kershaw,
he could be playing third base.
He said keep him.
Yep.
Right, so if you keep J.D. Davis, because Bryant can play all these other spots, so it'll be plenty of time for him to go, now you have to make a decision between J.D. Davis and Dom Smith, because Dom Smith's not an everyday player, but he could be. He's an outstanding defensive first baseman, and it's no place for him to play first baseman. He's a perfect Yankee. Dom Smith is the perfect Yankee.
He really is.
Let's just keep it real.
Why the hell
they didn't call him for Dom Smith?
It was a kick in the pants when there wasn't the everyday DH this year, but he's playing close to everyday in left right now. You want to be better. You want to be better at that
position. Dom Smith would be a perfect Yankee.
He would be.
First baseman, lefty.
You advocating for that? You trying to make that happen?
I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I know that the Yankees and the Mets don't really deal with each other, but I'm talking about he's the perfect Yankee. Because if the Mets aren't going to use him, I mean, you talk about it. He's an outstanding gold glove caliber first baseman, and his swing is pretty, man. It's pretty, and I feel like he's sitting on the bench, and we are suppressing a superstar.
Braves just picked up Eddie Rosario, an outfielder, a left-handed hitter, and a good hitter at that. So they are making moves too. Everybody's doing it, and
but
you have to believe.
But can the Mets
genuinely contend if they don't do something?
I don't think so. I think they can win.
And when
the division.
I say contend, I'm not talking about winning the division because the division's bad.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Dodgers, Brewers, Padres, Giants.
No.
Not after Scherzer.
Especially because I'm unsure about where DeGrom is physically. Like, I'm tired of him in and out. Like, they haven't figured that out. Lindor, like, is he going to come back and how fast is he going to be able to recover from that oblique strain? Remember, he struggled early in the season with making contact. You know, he was bad. His batting average was horrible, right? How much rust is he going to have to knock off, and can he knock it off in time?
Then there was a big trade in the NBA last night. Russell Westbrook going to the Lakers.
Ah.
And it was Kyle Kuzma, KCP, first-round pick, an awful lot going back. Initially, it looked like those guys were all going in a deal to Sacramento in exchange for Buddy Hield, but the Lakers then pivoted and turned toward this, and you like this a whole lot more than I do. I'll give it you credit. First of all, you called this 3 or 4 days ago. And people need to start putting respect on your name when it comes to the NBA knowledge, because not just knowing the game, but knowing what guys might fit where. Having said that, you're absolutely out of your mind if you think this is going to work.
I mean, I'm just telling you what LeBron is thinking. He's thinking that he's going to try and win with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. And he's saying, Anthony Davis, you're Chris Bosh, but a little bit better than Chris Bosh ever could be. I think Chris Bosh would not give us the head nod too. And a lateral move when you think about the skill set and the explosiveness and the tenacity that Westbrook brings is equal or not better than what Dwayne Wade was and is, because you look at the three-point – you look at the three-point percentage, his slightly above Dwayne Wade. But, you know, we haven't asked our fans or our listeners, I won't say fans, our listeners, a question today. So I posed one to them. And I posed this one on KJZ, you know, because I hosted today. Who's under more pressure to win a championship now, James Harden or Westbrook?
Well, I thought one thing that was interesting was KP this morning. Big Perk.
Ah, who time for the percolator.
Seems to like what the Lakers are doing a little bit more than he likes the Nets. And listen, he indicated that he likes them over the Nets at this point.
Man, can we put a disclaimer there, right? Can we put a disclaimer? He played with LeBron and he played with Westbrook.
Okay, I get it.
Damn, did he play with KD and James Harden too?
That's fine. This
dude is like 6 degrees of separation personified.
I know.
But I tell you why I can see why he says that. I don't agree with that. Is because I think that they have more defense. And to win championships, you got to have defense. Anthony Davis can put up the same amount of points. LeBron can put up the same amount of points. Westbrook can put up the same type of points as Kyrie and those as well. But all those guys are plus defenders as well. But the difference is, and I can't believe I'm saying this.
Here we go.
The difference is Joe Harris is a shooter. So all things being equal with the big three, they have the better shooter to space the floor. We know that Joe Harris can be good in the regular season. Now, he choked on some potato chips or something during the playoffs.
He was Philip Seymour Hoffman, but, and along came Polly. Raindrops!
but also, I wonder now, how does this affect Dinwiddie? Because Dinwiddie, one of his wishes was to go to maybe Los Angeles for $25 million a year. Do the Nets pony up maybe $20 million to try and spend the luxury tax to get a guy like Dinwiddie? Because like I said, they need a fourth star, a supporting star. They need a Iguodala. We think about the big threes, but we forget about the Iggies of the world.
Yeah.
The glue guys, the guys that do the dirty work, the guys like Smart, that when they're not affecting the game offensively, they're affecting it with their energy, and defensively, I think they have to try and sign Dinwiddie because he's their best option to have some depth at the position if you lose one or two of the big three again.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mel in Queens up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. Mel, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Enjoying the show. I just want to say that the Westbrook to the Lakers is still up in the air with me right now. I think if Westbrook was the type of player that had the mentality saying that, hey, I wouldn't mind being the sixth man in the year, I think it would work perfectly for the Lakers.
You want him on a bench, sir?
Well, I'm saying with LeBron, I'm saying playing with LeBron, right? I feel like remember when they had Rondo? Like, playing with LeBron, if you just have Westbrook come off the bench, just go crazy. I think that's
great. They didn't trade for him to come off the bench, though. I know what you're saying. They didn't trade for him to come off the bench. Here's the problem. The ball is going to be in Westbrook's hands, and everybody is going to have to adapt. And if we think that Westbrook is all of a sudden going to become the guy who's going to take the step back to go and win a championship,
yeah,
I think that's naive. When people show you who they are, believe them. And Westbrook is going to be a problem with spacing on the floor. He cannot shoot the ball. The Lakers beat him by letting him shoot the ball 2 years ago the bubble last year.
So basically he's Dwayne Wade.
Stop with the Dwayne Wade comparisons.
Because closer than you
one
think.
One guy wins, the other guy doesn't.
Yeah, one guy had LeBron and one guy had Shaq. Oh, it's the same
Westbrook
person.
Westbrook had Durant. He had, Harden.
That was early. They were young, and they went to the AFC.
But I'm talking about in Houston, too, last year. Don't forget about that. I mean, listen.
Really, we going to count that one?
They were playing together.
We're going to count that one.
All I know is I have seen stars running from him.
But what he was able to do in the second half with Bill, he showed that he can play off the ball, that he doesn't have to be the dominant force. I just find it hard to say that a guy that averages 10 assists per – how many people in the league has ever averaged 10 assists per their career?
I know, but with that being the case, he's about those numbers. And it's not necessary – even though the assists are there, it doesn't always make everybody else better.
He just reminds me a lot more of Wade than you do, because he's a – when I say a triple-double, that means he's getting 10 rebounds as well. So, like, he's crashing the boards, right? We know that he plays with so much effort, all gas, no brakes. We got some more calls. I want to see what the people say.
We have to step aside first, but
we're
going to get to that in just a few moments at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Look, yesterday was a day of trades, but was it really more about the trades that didn't get made? We'll tell you what we're talking about. The trade deadline approaching this afternoon. You got to keep it locked in on ESPN Radio and on ESPN all day long. As we said, 2 p.m. today, ESPN MLB trade deadline special, 2 to 4:30 this afternoon. 4 o'clock is the deadline, and things are happening fast and furious. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Yeah, you know what I think about. I think about Claire Huxtable when this one come on. This ain't the first Cosby Show song. This is the second one. When Theo was getting a little older and Denise had went off and made Different World.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we can't use Bill's name. Putting pop.
It is ESPN Radio presented by Progressive. I'll just say it. No comment. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They're going to help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Audio files. Let's go.
The audio file.
First up, let us check in with Woj. Lots of doings in the NBA, as we know. So, all the hype around the potential trade of Ben Simmons and the asking price. So, Woj, checking in with who actually is willing to pay up for Ben Simmons? They're just going to have to get more realistic about the situation. Listen, you're not trading him away for nothing, but he can't return to Philadelphia. You are not getting 4 first-round picks, 3 swaps, and 2 starters. It's not happening.
Was he Wilt Chamberlain? This dude can't shoot free throws. He can't shoot three-pointers. Yes, he's a star. Yes, he's young. But, you know, somebody has to be in love with him and think that they can fix him. But you're not gutting your roster. I mean, only people.
Were you just talking about Russell Westbrook? Can't shoot, can't do this, can't do that. But hey, he might have some triple doubles here and there.
Brody can fill up the stat sheet. Yeah. But I tell you what, maybe OKC, because they got 75,000 first round draft picks. They got Gilchrist.
Yep, SGA.
Right? So maybe they can get rid of SGA and give SGA over there to them and then give 1 million draft picks. But that's about it. People give up future assets. I mean, they got more draft picks than they got people. Right? They got, you know what I mean? In the organization, by the way. They got 35,000 first-round draft picks between now and 2023.
And 28,000 live in Oklahoma City. And it might be the perfect place as a result for Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Also, Woj checking in on Dame Lillard. Dame Dalla, where does his future lie? Look, if Dame wants to try to make it work in Portland, he's got to really turn on the charm and try to convince some guys to come there with him. And that's not going to be an easy thing to do. If his future is in Portland for right now, it's hard to say this. Dame may have to wait another year, and that's got to be hard to do. Yeah. At this point in his career, that's very difficult to do.
Time is now. But did he just turn 30? He's turned 30 already.
I think he just turned 30, yeah.
So, I mean, the clock is ticking in this prime. You got 4 years to figure it out. You don't want to go be a complimentary piece to a championship. You want to be one of the main pieces contributing. I'm sure that's how Dame wants to go down. So, I think he goes back. But he's on put the team on notice. If this isn't going the wrong way and I don't agree with how we're building it, then I need to be traded by the trade deadline.
I'm so happy that the Aaron Rodgers saga is just about over for the simple fact that I don't have to say the name Brian Gutekunst all the time. But here he is. Here he is after Aaron Rodgers spoke earlier this week and basically says that they have to communicate better with Aaron on their decision. Yeah, it doesn't sound like he was part of the process, and it sounds like you just kind of admitted it at the beginning of the answer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, these guys are – listen, if – what's his name, Andy Cohen? Andy Cohen would love to host,
Watch What Happens Live with the Packers front office and Aaron Rodgers.
Because, I mean, they sipping tea on both sides, man. Like, they just snitching, you know. That's a term that they use on those shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They snitching on each other. They just poking the bear back and forth. Nobody wants to be the bigger person. Everybody wants to say, well, he's always had that. Well, I never had that. Like, just shut up.
You want to see him flipping over tables.
Oh, yeah. I want to see somebody come over the table. Like, what's her name? Alyssa, I'll forget her name. Judice. Whatever the Judice is.
I think on Real Housewives.
I'm a little rusty on my Housewives.
Take your pick. It could have been Teresa Giudice on originally. She's the OG of that. Meanwhile, here's Gutekunst on
she
whether.
Deported yet? No, I'm just
Well,
poor
she is.
Got deported.
I think she was. Well, never mind. Gutekunst.
Oh, we caught you. We caught you, Chris. You're an avid watcher.
I'm not admitting anything. Gutekunst also was asked, did he bring in Randall Cobb just to make Aaron happy? So he gets some help, and they make a minor move to try to make him happy for the moment. I have to tell you, it couldn't look more like the Packers are trying to do the bare minimum to settle this situation.
Yeah. Hey, we got you your receivers. Shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they went out and a lot of their draft capital on defense, right? So, I mean, you talk about, you know, this is a team that think they can run it back, but they know this is going to be the last year. And they need to figure some things out because – Davante Adams, you know, is going to be a free agent. And they may have the only person under contract will be Cobb because he's the one that's under contract. He just signed a deal with the Houston Texans. So they picked up that contract. Other than that, you didn't like Randall Cobb, you wouldn't bring him back. How about no Aaron Rodgers and all you have is Randall Cobb?
Yeah, no
kidding. The receiver. How ironic would that be?
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. That's audio files. Let's hit some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. Birch in Atlanta checking in on the Russell Westbrook to the Lakers deal. Birch, what's up? You're on Barton Hahn. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I think it's going to work. I think it's going to work with Russ and LeBron. I think they're at least going to get to the finals.
It's tough, man, because I think you have a Murray coming back, and I know sometimes it takes like 18 months for some of these ACLs to come back. But assuming that he's back, you would think that Denver would be better. You know, who knows what – you know, that's why I'm excited to see what this free agency is Monday, because teams are going to be – you got teams that are close, right? Like you talk about Bridges potentially being up, or I forgot, no, Payne is up for mm-hmm. the Suns. Like what can they do to kind of improve that roster as you see teams already making subtle changes? You know what I mean? So, like, it's not a foregone conclusion they're going to go to the finals.
One thing we didn't bring up, Chris Paul now is staying put.
Yeah, he's stuck.
He'll be like in Chuck. Phoenix.
Yeah, he's stuck like Chuck right now. He got nowhere to go.
But, and can't if go Chris back, Paul, can't do go you love the Clippers. Fact that LeBron would rather have Russ at this point?
Yeah, he ain't even part of the Banana Boat crew. Disrespectful.
Exactly. Raul in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is next. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio. What's up, Raul?
Thank you, brother, for taking my call. I just have a question for you, Chris.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you now for a few months now, man, and I'm just trying to understand one thing about you. What exactly is your hatred for Russell Westbrook? And the reason why I say that, brother, I know you don't literally hate him, but the way you sound and how you talk about him, it's almost like the guy's garbage, and he's not. To me, he's a Hall of Famer through and through, no matter how you look at it.
There's no question he's a Hall of Famer, but let's be clear on a few things. First of all, getting into the Hall of Fame in basketball these days isn't like getting into Fort Knox anymore. That's number one. Number two, with Westbrook, I can't deny how terrific of a player he is and how dynamic of a force he is. I'm questioning the fit. I'm questioning the fact that he needs the basketball in his hands, and he has only been this certain kind of player his entire career, the guy that has to run everything himself and doesn't necessarily work out how it needs to work to win games, and that's why all of these stars have run away from him.
But don't you think that's a product of the coaching around him? If they have a guy like him.
I'm blaming the coaching? Blaming the coaching? There is not a more ridiculous thought when it comes to the NBA in an instance like that of blaming the coaching. He was with James Harden. He was with Kevin Durant. Russell Westbrook has played. He was with Bradley Beal this year. He hasn't made it work. And those players, not Beal necessarily, but those players have all wanted to get away from him. And look at where they are now, in much better situations. Ones where Durant has already won championships, and another one with Harden, who is right on the doorstep of doing it.
Yeah, at one point, though, it's just, to me, like, they've gotten close. He's been to a finals and lost early in his career with all those guys. They're all so young.
That was a century ago.
I mean, what he was able to do with Paul George, right? They went and they made some noise.
And what did he do? Got the heck away from him as quickly as he could.
Well, that's because you know, Kawhi asked to be traded. Right?
I know, but it still happened.
Yeah, that's true.
It still happened.
But remember, he stayed when we thought Paul George was going to leave. He stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So they stayed a year, tried to get it together, but it's just he hasn't been able to get over the mountaintop, and he's going to have the scarlet letter until he wins one. That's why I said I don't know who's under more pressure, James Harden to win a title, because that was the narrative on James Harden, at least until this year where we saw how selfless he can play and he didn't have to smother the ball and shoot all the time. Or Westbrook, who has more pressure to win a championship?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your chance to weigh in on Russell Westbrook and on the trade deadline, 2 hours and 20 minutes away. The Dodgers, the Yankees have reshaped their rosters. Who else makes a splash before 4 p.m. Eastern? Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
And make it rain whenever I want it to.
I'll tell you, that wasn't bad. That may have been your best singing that I've ever heard.
Yeah, I can go deep.
You load the bass.
Say it with my diaphragm.
Red Sox, Rays, two best teams in the American League. You square off this weekend and on Sunday Night Baseball. This Sunday Night Baseball preview brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. You won't be able to go back to mediocre after this. Are you ready for this life? Find out at Samsung.com/reserve. And don't forget that in 2 hours and 10 minutes, the MLB trade deadline happens. And in 10 minutes on ESPN, the MLB trade deadline special will carry you through and get you everything that you need to know with Buster, with Jeff Passan, with Tim Kirchen, with everybody. Be there. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. And all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Let's hit some more calls here. KJ in Jersey is next on ESPN Radio. KJ, what's up, dude?
Hey, fellas. Good to get on. Listen, Russell Westbrook is tough. He's and has tenacity, but he cannot shoot. He still cannot shoot. And to me, the Lakers need somebody that can shoot the ball. That's what's going to help LeBron. Until they get some good shooters around him, they're not going to even come out of the West. So,
totally agree.
I like Westbrook, but he can't shoot the rock.
Couldn't agree more about that. And next week is where you're going to find out what they can do when free agency begins on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, they got a $6 million exemption. Maybe they tell J.J. Redick, who was upset that he went to Dallas, that maybe he can come in. And if he wants to play for $6 million, he can be the sharpshooter they need.
I'll tell you what. I'll put J.J. Redick. If they get any other good players here, he'll be with the Knicks. Because I think he wants to be close to home. And home is close to Brooklyn.
Just want to sleep in Brooklyn? Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Why don't you just go to Brooklyn? Because Joe Harris didn't show up in the playoffs. So maybe they go get J.J. Redick so he can sleep in his own bed.
They had the same number of big shots for the Nets last year in the postseason.
Zero.
Here's Leon in Hawaii. Leon,
turn your radio down, Leon.
Leon,
kill us.
I only hear myself back. John in SoCal, I hear myself enough. John, what's up?
Radio.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Well, first and foremost, let me tell you, ESPN Radio is number one.
Outstanding.
I love all you guys, KJ and Z, Greeny, and you guys are the best.
Thank you, my question
to you is: Now you talk about the Lakers trade. Who's the best big three? Now you got Westbrook, LeBron, and AD.
You got 30 minutes.
Against Harden, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant.
Yep. Who are you taking?
All right. So let's break it down.
I can't.
Got 20 seconds. You got to tell us who you pick.
10.
Oh, no doubt. The Lakers. I'm a SoCal boy.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
We
took us on such a journey.
A lot quicker.
Yeah, it took us on such a journey.
You know, brevity is nice.
It's all about the journey. You have a great weekend, baby Buddha.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.